Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please go to my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico, the author of the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, also the eBay Business Answer Book, and many more. I see, here's another one, the eBay Marketing Bible. How about that? You're starting to get the picture? He's an expert in online, especially online business for small businesses. Cliff, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about getting into trouble on social media. And yeah. In the previous segment, we talked about dumb things people do to themselves. But Cliff, we have employees, and they're in our businesses. They're online. They have access to the internet. You know, that's the old days of not letting your employees get on the internet. That's gone. If they're online in their work, they're on the internet. They've got they're one click away. They've got one hidden window that when you come by, that's their social media world, and they could get in a lot of trouble. And it gets traced back to you, doesn't it?
Sure does. I always tell people when you're posting stuff online, you got to remember the two P's. Everything you're putting up there is public and it's permanent. Yeah. Once you get it up there, it is there, and it can
forever.
Be accessed by people forever. And even though you set your privacy settings, even though you know it's only for your friends and family or whatever, there are people who can get to this information, and if they want to hurt you with it, they can hurt. They can hurt you.
In January of 1998, I first simulcast my show on the internet, and I used a company and that did that for me. I mean, it was over 15 years ago, and very soon after that, we moved to another company because that company basically was going out of business. Mm-hmm. But the other day, I found that page.
Yeah.
That page was still indexed out there. The page that my show was originally on, I found it after 15 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do a Google alert every week.
Indexing is permanent, isn't it?
Yeah, and it lands in some weird places sometimes.
Yeah,
you don't know what's going on there. I always do a Google alert on myself every week.
Yeah,
you'd be surprised some of the old stuff that I find that's still up there from websites that I took down years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that stuff's still floating around out there. But if you're an employee, you got to be especially careful. There's actually a word for this now. To be deuced, D-E-U-C-E-D, means to lose your job because of something dumb you did online. That's basically it. So you got online after a hard day's work, and you said, "My boss is a slave driver. He wants me in every Saturday. He's a real, you know, wicked. She's a real wicked witch. You know,
right.
This kind of stuff." And of course, the boss is going to look at that. You know, they're going to look at that.
Of course,
and they don't like it. Well, in the case of the Wicked Witch thing, I mean, that's the kind of thing that you really shouldn't get in trouble for because all you're doing is expressing your opinion. In fact, there's a federal law, by the way, and this is getting very interesting. There's a law, believe it or not, from 1947 that's coming into play with these cases. It's a section of the National Labor Relations Act, and it's called the water cooler provision, which basically says that employees have the right to bitch and gripe around the water cooler in the office. You cannot punish them because of their right to free speech to complain about their working conditions, quote unquote. That's the statute. And from 1947, this thing is coming out, and it's grabbing a lot of employers where they don't like it. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But for now, when you're an employee, you have a duty of loyalty to your employer, which means you cannot talk about confidential stuff that's going on in the office, projects you're working on. You definitely can be fired by that if you disclose
I tell my employees that I don't want to see anything associated with my business on anything that they do that's not associated with their job.
That's exactly right. You know, or you make negative comments about the place where your employer is located, the guy's got a wig, you know, all this kind of stuff. You know, if it's really negative, if you put something online about someone that is false First of all, it has to be a statement of fact that is false and that is designed to hurt somebody. You could also be sued, too, for libel. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's libel. That's a publication.
Right.
For putting something online is a publication. So you can get yourself into a mess of hurt with something like that. Just expressing an opinion, you know, is not going to get you sued for libel, but it's not going to make you look good for to your employer, and then there's lots of ways they can get nasty with you.
But it is important, though, Cliff, and I know you agree with me on this, when you have a new employee, especially the younger folks,
yep,
make sure that they have a clear understanding of what you expect them to do and not to do with regard to social media.
That's right.
We used to have a campaign at Xerox many decades ago called "Don't Spill the Beans," and what
yep.
they meant was, if you're talking about something confidential about the company, some strategy the company has, don't even talk about it at a diner when there's somebody sitting in the next booth.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you say, you could be saying, yeah, I'm working on this new project with my boss on this thing. You could be just having a comment about it, not meaning to defame anybody.
Yeah.
And that could be picked up by a competitor.
That's right, exactly right. You don't know who's sitting around you. I used to ride, when I was working in Wall Street years ago, I used to ride the 1007 out of Grand Central, which was lovingly known as the lawyer's special, because there was just about everybody on that train were lawyers
right.
from some of the big firms. And, you know, I didn't know who these guys were, but I made sure to keep my mouth shut that entire trip. If some guy with a cup offered me a beer, he wanted to yak, you know,
mm-hmm.
this could be some guy from a rival law firm, he wants to pick my brain on some case we're working on.
Right.
You know, so you learn that pretty quickly. But today, the young people especially have not been mugged by reality.
That's right.
And that's a beautiful thing. I love innocence. I'm all for it. But they're the ones who are going to get in trouble because they don't know any better. They haven't been
burned. And they've grown up with this megaphone, you know.
Right.
When they were born, they were given a megaphone called the internet, and that's all they've ever known, and they think it's their world, and they think it's their domain,
right.
and you have to explain this to them. This is part of the leadership responsibility. If they're your employees, you can't assume they're going to do it the right way. You have to tell them, this is what you can do, and this is what you can't do. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot of trouble. Right back with Cliff Inico after these messages. Stay with us. 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.